Filmmaker Frederick Wiseman has made 23 documentaries, each focusing on an American institution, each in his own brand of cinema verite. His films include Hospital, Juvenile Court, and Law and Order. Wiseman's latest film, Missile, will be shown this Wednesday on PBS. Television critic David Bianculli has a review.
Remember War Games, that hit movie about a young computer hacker who taps into a top-secret government computer and comes this close to launching a real game of global thermonuclear war? The film's plot was based on the premise that some people in the military would rather have a fully computerized launch system for nuclear missiles instead of relying on human operators who make mistakes, get tired, and have consciences. Now, things are slow on TV right now, but not so slow that I have to resort to reviewing five-year-old movies. It's just that when I watched an advanced copy of the new documentary Missile, I kept thinking about War Games, especially about its opening scene, when a pair of missile operators, sheltered deep below ground, check the codes and turn the keys that, in the event of a real nuclear war, would launch the real missiles. Missile, which is all about the 14-week training course for a small group of potential ICBM launch operators, builds up to a final exam scene which is astoundingly similar to the one that begins War Games. There's the same loud hum of the equipment, the same official-looking code books and key holders, and the same claustrophobic atmosphere and by-the-book approach. The only difference is that in War Games, it was a two-man crew. In Missile, it's a two-woman crew.
Hands on keys. 3, 2, 1, mark. Got my print? Got the alarms? Okay. Okay, I've got launch in process on 2 sorties. Enable launch in process. Okay, got fault lighting. Fault, out of security, inner security, missile away. 11's gone. Okay, launch in process on 6. Okay, missile away on 8, 9, 10, 4, 5, and 3. They're all gone.
Building up to that test is what Missile is all about. And producer-director Frederick Wiseman, as always, presents his chosen subject without utilizing any narration, analysis, or interviews. He's like the C-SPAN of documentary filmmakers, presenting the action as it happens and influencing the story only through the editing process. He includes, in this documentary, the regimen typical of any other major scholastic test, the boring lectures, the high-pressure study groups, and the rare but welcome moments of humor.
Titan is, in a word, a volatile system. If you drop a wrench, you can launch a missile, something like that. No, I'm just kidding.
Wiseman's technique works better in some films than others, and this one is less satisfying than most. In scenes where the instructors meet privately to evaluate the progress of their students, one student is pegged as having problems dealing with his conscience, and another is reluctantly released after failing a majority of the midterm evaluations. Any other documentary filmmaker would have sought out one or both of those students and gotten their side of the story. But since Wiseman doesn't conduct interviews, those points of view are never heard. Enough is heard and seen, though, to launch this missile into a successful orbit. Its setting is Vandenberg Air Force Base in California, and its topic is nuclear missiles. But Missile is really about teaching, learning, and test-taking. Even if you're more concerned with GREs than ICBMs, it's worth watching.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.